The state's budget situation means there's less money for things like facilities maintenance. And in 2015, the state legislature froze a program that forgave school maintenance and construction bond debt. That means there's plenty of maintenance that's been put off in Juneau schools. The 6-year capital improvement plan is a project list, and it's the first of many steps towards actually replacing roofs. Juneau School District Chief of Staff Kristen Bartlett explains.
And so what the board has to do is approve a list to submit to the state, then the school district is eligible to submit grant applications to the state. And if a grant application were to be approved, then it would be a shared expenditure with the state Department of Education paying 65% and then the city paying 35%.
The highest priority projects on the capital improvement plan all involve roof repairs. An estimated $2.4 million for Zantikahini Middle School, $1.4 million at both Gastineau and Riverbend Elementaries, and another $500,000 for Juneau Douglas High School. Director of Administrative Services David Means says the district's taken a new approach to its maintenance.
Because this change in state funding, we're trying to look at a different way to approach improvements on our facilities. For many years, it was most beneficial for us to ask the voters to approve a bond and get paid 70% on a bond. And that was the most advantageous. That's how we've done it for a long time. But with the suspension of the bond payments, we're looking at going for grant applications on this.
Means says the chances of getting state grants are low.
Last year, the Department of Education, I think they approved one grant application for the whole state. And that's because of the state financial situation. The legislature didn't approve money for anything else.
The Juneau School Board's Facilities Committee will work on a list of maintenance projects specifically for sales tax money at its November 3rd meeting. That $5 million is about 10% of what's expected to be raised over the next 5 years through the extension of the sales tax. In Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter.